In the new movie Shattered Glass, my guest Peter Sarsgaard plays Charles Lane, who we just heard from. Lane was the editor at the New Republic, who discovered that the magazine's reporter Stephen Glass had been fabricating stories. Here's another scene from Shattered Glass. Lane suspects that Glass's latest story is at least partially made up. Lane confronts Glass at the office and insists that they retrace the steps Glass took when he was allegedly covering the story and track down his sources. Time is of the essence because the online magazine Forbes Digital Tool has been investigating Glass's story and discovered fabrications within it. Glass is played by Hayden Christensen.
We need to take a drive to Bethesda.
What for?
I want to meet Joe Hired.
I already told you, nobody knows where he is.
Well, maybe if we go to the hotel where he met with Restles and Sims, someone will remember him.
Chuck,
or have some clue as how to find him.
Hundreds of people there, okay?
These Forbes guys want to come down on you. They're highly suspicious about some of the material in that article. You know that.
Yeah.
But they're going to go online with their piece tomorrow.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, Steve. Steve.
Yeah.
If we can find Hired, I can back him off for a day or two. Okay?
Okay, I'll get my notes.
Okay.
Peter Sarsgaard, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
This is a good scene.
Yeah, I like that clip, actually.
I did, too.
I like that clip because it's in a two-shot. You get to see the two of us acting together. That's my favorite.
Is that unusual?
It is unusual. You know, it's unusual. It's more unusual in a bigger budget film. In a smaller budget film, they're trying to save time. So a shot like that sort of saves having to shoot three other shots. You know, two close-ups and maybe another tighter two. But I like them. It sort of empowers the actor. Because we can act together. It can't be cut.
Well, that's one of the problems of movies, isn't it? That sometimes you're not acting together?
Oh, so frequently. So frequently you're acting looking at the corner of a lens or something like that. But really, the bigger the budget, it gets more technical because people have more time to do fancy shots. I think that was, you know, what was compelling about doing this movie.
And one of the things I like about the movie is that it's really just about the journalistic story. There isn't, like, you know, love stories brought in. There isn't, like, a murderer lurking in the background.
Right.
The only mystery is, you know, what is true, what is false, and what is the motivation for the fabrication?
Yeah.
No, you're playing a real person, Charles Lane. What is necessary for you to do in terms of casting? I mean, when you're playing Charles Lane, did you have to look like Charles Lane? Did you have to talk like Charles Lane?
No. I mean, I've played, quote-unquote, real people a number of times. I mean, Boys Don't Cry was a real person. Actually, the character that I played in K-19 was even a real person. I mean, if they're not in the public eye, if you're not playing Nixon, there's really no value in impersonating them because the audience has no expectation about who they're seeing. But I did talk to him some beforehand.
What did you talk about? What did you feel you should find out from him?
His perspective on the actual events that happened. Not so much who Chuck Lane was, but what Chuck Lane thought happened. You know, Michael Kelly has his version of events, and Chuck Lane has his version of events, and Stephen Glass has his version of events, and, you know, the only difference between all three of them is that Michael Kelly and Chuck Lane their intention was to perceive what actually happened, you know. But even that said, you know, objective truth is an impossible thing. So I wanted to find out what Chuck Lane thought happened.
Did you read back editions of The New Republic? Did you read any of the Stephen Glass stories?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Billy gave us all packets, you know, and I did. I read a number of them. I also read a number of Chuck Lane's pieces. The thing about Stephen Glass's pieces is once you know that he made them up, once you have that in your mind, it's very easy to see that they're fictitious. You know, I mean, they're absurd. They're really, really, really absurd. One thing that I think is interesting is, and this is sort of peripheral to the movie, is that Stephen Glass wrote a piece for Rolling Stone also during this time, you know, and he also wrote pieces for George. But the piece that he wrote for Rolling Stone ended up getting Rolling Stone sued, and they won the case. But Stephen Glass is now writing for Rolling Stone, like as of, I don't know, 6 months ago or something like that. He wrote a piece about marijuana laws in Canada. I just think it's interesting that, not just that this guy lied, but that everybody wants to believe him all the time, so much so that we're willing to give him another job and believe him, try to believe him again. You know, it's, we're consumers of media, and this guy puts out an interesting product, I think is what the movie is basically about.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Peter Sarsgaard. He stars in the new movie Shattered Glass, which is based on the true story of journalist Stephen Glass, who, it turns out, fabricated a lot of the stories that he wrote for The New Republic and other publications. Sarsgaard plays Charles Lane, who at the time was the editor of The New Republic. One of the things I like about the movie is that it's, you know, often in movies about journalism, there's this like torrid romance and, you know, all this kind of like extracurricular stuff that's very Hollywood. This movie really sticks to the journalism story. And in a way, it doesn't give you a lot to play in the sense that, you know, no one's coming at you with a gun. You know, you're not getting into bed with a leading lady. You're just, you know, you're just a new editor in a difficult position who's unsure of yourself. And in a position of having to do something very distasteful, which is like investigate one of your own writers and in the end try to unmask him. Can you talk about the difficulties of playing somebody, you know, that is in a situation like that, which isn't necessarily the stuff of big Hollywood films?
Yeah, I know what you mean. The difficulty in playing this role was that the whole first half is silent, basically. You know, I'm accumulating details and facts. I'm being a reporter, basically. Not that I suspect him. Not that I suspect he's made everything up at the beginning of the movie, but I suspect something, and I suspect enough so that I start paying attention to him, and I have to arrive at a point later in the movie where I've accumulated enough facts and details and I'm willing to actually say something to him. Because, you know, for most of the movie, I can't say anything to him because if someone knows that they're being studied, they're not, or, you know, watched, they're going to start protecting what they say a little bit more. You know, it's Forbes that's after him. It's not me that's after him. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that Billy did that really helped me and that I've never had a director do before is he got interested when I was not talking in the first part of the movie. And, you know, I could have thought the thoughts and, you know, a lot of what I do in the movie is think one thing is true and then hear him say something and decide that's not true and, you know, formulate a new theory. And, you know, a lot of it's kind of complicated. And so what Billy did was he just put the camera in a position for a lot of those scenes where you'd be able to see my thoughts and where I wouldn't have to kind of telegraph them to mm-hmm. the audience, which you're asked to do quite a bit as an actor. But Billy would just keep moving the camera around until he could read my thoughts better.
If, for example, you look kind of skeptical at a editorial meeting where Stephen Glass is pitching this really elaborate story, there's times when you just look, you look troubled. You look reluctant
yeah.
to take action. So how do you, what goes through your mind when you have to register something, when something like that has to register on your face, but you're not trying to, you know, quote, telegraph the emotion?
Yeah, well, you know, luckily there are many different sides to Hayden Christensen in the movie, so I just deal with whatever he's doing, you know. I mean, but it is complicated because it's not, with this role, a lot of parts that I've played a lot of kind of chaotic people, and whatever chaos happened was always good. This movie, Billy really, it was kind of a tightrope feeling. He, you know, I wanted to believe as an actor playing some of the scenes some of the time that he had made everything up, that, you know, what I was seeing was the complete fabrication that it looked like it was. But that doesn't help your movie if I think that for the entire movie. So, you know, you start coming up with different theories about what's going on. You think somebody might have duped this guy, you know, like he got a little bit of disinformation, put it in his piece, and now he's beating himself up about it because he seems like that kind of guy. Or you go, no, it seems like it might be bigger, or it seems like it's nothing. I mean, I tried to, and Billy really helped me with this, let each one of those theories have its day in the movie, and not necessarily in an ascending order to believing that he had made everything up, you know, not like a clear trajectory toward that.
Peter Sarsgaard plays editor Charles Lane in the new film Shattered Glass. Sometime in the next few days, we'll hear more from Sarsgaard, who also starred in Boys Don't Cry and K-19 and got his start in the film Dead Man Walking.